Welcome back to Pod Number X. This is season 2, episode. Let's call this episode 7. Although, it's not really episode 7. You're recording this right after you do episode 6, and this is a recap. We've done 6 episodes so far from season 2, and we're gonna recap. So, we're recapping. Pod Number X season 2, episode 7. Recap. Well, more likely, it's recap 1. We're going to be doing this a lot. Every 7 episodes, actually. Every 6 episodes. We're going to do them every 5. Then I realized, oh, I never finished the Auntie B's Coffee Shop 2-parter. So, it's now every 6. Every 7th episode will be a recap. Let's start with episode 1. Which I believe was the Lost Tree. So, episode 1, The Lost Tree. That was recorded in a bedroom. There's a lot of echoiness, and I felt that that adds a bit to the recording. It's about It's about lost things showing up and about a tree that eat people and a pulsing heart. The heart is still pulsing, by the way, guys. In case you wanted to know what happened after that, here's a little audio clip that'll never get released except for this episode. The heart has always been pulsing. It's always been pulsing for, well, the past forever. I truly can't think of a time when this heart from the lost tree has not been pulsing. The lost tree in the lost place. And that pulsing heart, they're going to stay with me forever. Whenever I close my eyes, I have that image of the heart beating in the trunk of the tree, and the limbs outstretched and broken and without leaves, and the heart beating and beating and beating. Well, so there's that. The inspiration from this episode really came from, I don't know, like, just weird adventure thingies that happened. I mean, I did get sort of inspired by, like, the way that we lose things that we don't really know that we lost, that we swear that we had 5 minutes ago, but then we never find them again. Yeah, that's what the tree does. It takes them. And it almost took me. And I almost became lost. And then more people would have followed. The tree would have eaten us all. Episode 2, which is The Coffee Shop, was recorded right after episode 1. The 2 episodes were in quick succession to each other. So we didn't really have time to change the audio quality again. I feel that with the coffee shop, it adds a bit of mystique and air with the echoey bit. So, the coffee shop bit came from when I was younger. My parents owned a coffee shop. It was like really exactly how I describe it in the coffee shop. Well, except for all the little demons and the darkness and the furry things and all the cushions. It was like a basic coffee shop, but the layout was the same. I even went back to the building and measured how high and how wide it was. The current owners are a pub, so it sort of freaked them out when me going up there with a ruler and with a yardstick and a tape measure and measuring the building and jotting it down. So that was fun. I was sort of inspired by the idea that there's this thing in a town that everyone knows is frightening, that everyone is accustomed to their lives, and that no one really thinks about, and they just go to another coffee shop. Well, then the Auntie Bee thing came into play, and I think I swapped it with Mama Bee for a few sentences there. That just sort of adds to it because I didn't want to edit it. I felt that it adds to the forgetfulness thing there. At the end episode 2 was really a cheap way to wrap things up. You'll hear echoing in the background because I recorded that in my house. That was all for episode 2. Now let's talk about episode 3, 4, and 5 in quick succession. Since they're all part of the Sega Balls trilogy, which was a really interesting turn for this podcast, because we really don't do superhero-y, like, action things. We do more mystery things. And so, that was fun. Doing the Psycho Balls, actually, my friends all listened to the podcast, and they didn't know they were actually going to be on the podcast until the episodes got released. We were just screwing around, playing, messing around, and I had my thing. I had my little recording device, and I recorded it. And it is now 3 podcast episodes in quick succession. Oh, by the way, all the thumping and audio noises, that was real. During the end of episode 2 and at the beginning of episode 3, I actually threw myself on the ground there to make the audio thumping noises and flopped around. And then at the beginning of episode 3, I actually got someone to come and tackle me. So I feel like that adds a bit of authenticity. Of course, there's the really, really epic, you can't see this because it's an audio medium, but I'm using quotation marks, the really, really epic sound effects at the end of episode 3, of part 3, where we were destroying the Psycho Balls. I really think Ainsley played her part really well. I know her in real life, and she really is like that. Trayton and Cyrus and Alex, they were amazing. I'm just going to shout out to them because they listen. So shout out to all 4 of you wonderful cast members who helped me with these 3 parts. We would still be on this would be episode 4 right now if it weren't for you guys and the luckiness of me having my recorder thingy. The episodes really started out as me just, those 3 really just started out as a bit back, we were jotting down, like, possible superpowers. And we were at this, let's say, business dinner. And yeah, we recorded those 3. Because when I tell people my occupation, it's either artist, which I really don't like, because that means that people usually assume that means I draw. Like, oh, draw me. And I'm like, dude. Well, I don't actually say this, I'm like, dude. This is my internal voice thinking here. Dude, even if I was an artist, why would I draw you? So, there's that. I also would say author, but then they'd say, oh, what books have you written? And I have to say, I don't write books, I write podcasts. Except for this point, we're unscripted, so that's fun. Or I say I create a podcast, and they're like, oh, what podcast? And they go, Pod Novex, and they're like, I've never heard of it. It must not be successful. I'm like, of course it's not successful. We're not, like, that big. I have maybe 14 listeners tops. All 14 of you, high five. And, well, there's that. And then, those were those 3 episodes. They were, actually, really, really, like, interesting to record, because, I mean, they weren't scripted. I know that I briefed them before episode 3, like, guys, this is what's gonna happen, and I'm like, okay. But other than that, they were like, wait, you're recording this? This is gonna be episode different podcast? And also, I switched around AAAPF a bit. I think it was AAAFD at one time. Guys, I'm setting the record straight. It's AAAPF. And for anyone who asks, no, that does not stand for, well, whatever you're gonna ask. It doesn't stand for anything, actually. I just came up with AAAPF because it sounds, like, fancy and, like, original and, professional. I came up with AAAPF because, I mean, AAAPF. I mean, if some guy in, like, a suit and tie stopped and gave you an ID and he's like, I work for the AAAPF, you'd be like, oh, I don't need to ask questions. That's a very well-known branch of everything. And so I felt that they specialize in superhero powerings. I believe what my original acronym was automatic, a transference, anomalies, powers, and frontier. I know that's a really lame acronym, but I didn't expect it to actually stand for anything. In fact, I don't even mention AAAPF by the full acronym, ever. I mentioned AAABT once, I believe, and that was like, whoa. I mentioned APATF, I think. Like, where did that come from? So yeah, the beginning of episode 1 was flip-floppy until I decided to settle into the smooth role of AAAPF. Remember, I didn't stop and edit this together. I didn't decide between episodes. This was all like, bam, bam, bam. There was no time for breaks. There was making 20-minute segments, and then there is starting again. There is hoping my recorder thingy doesn't die before we finish all 3 episodes. And there is also the business meeting that I had to attend to. So,
that was fun. People really got a
fun impression of me. And then, episode 6. Episode 6 was, last episode. In fact, I recorded it right before I recorded this. Like, I recorded episode 1 and episode 2 together, and episode 3, 4, and 5 together. I recorded pairs of 2 or 3. These 2 episodes, I felt like I needed to wrap up the coffee shop, Anti-B fiasco there. And I remember I did say Mama B, like, once or twice, I think. I know once I caught it and I tried to write it off as just a memory thing, but no, it was me screwing up and not having a crucial plot point like the name of the episode written down. Usually I don't have the name of the episode written down. When I say I think it's 6, it's because I've been recording. I don't have them in file format. It's a really weird recorder thingy. It just puts them in track numbers like 1 to 16, and it doesn't even have the name. That's why I believe track 1 is called The Whispering, The Lost Tree. And if it's not, it's gonna be called The Lost Tree anyways. It isn't called The Lost Tree. As of me recording that, another thing you should know. As of me recording this, none of season 2 has been released. Yeah, I'm making up my friends not knowing that they are on a podcast when the episodes get released. The episodes haven't been released. Nothing from season 2 has been released. We're still transferring over to Podomatic, and we're having a lot of file troubles, so I think we may just replace episode 15 and make that a scratch-only thing. Or, this is a big or, we can get some more stuff working, pull everything out, and then begin the new release schedule as of season 2. I believe we have up to 6 on our Podomatic. So there's that. Okay, we're gonna do one more episode. Episode 7, review 1. That's this episode. As I said before, I recorded this right after I recorded episode 6. And I'm going to be honest, if I followed my new release schedule, this is how the episodes would have come out. If I followed my old release schedule, this is how the episodes would have come out. 1, 2, 3-day wait. 4, 5, 6, 2-day wait. 7, 8, no, 4, 1, 2, 3-day wait. 4, 5, 6, wait. Wait, did I just realize we're on the wrong, this is the wrong episode? Oh my god. Okay, there's 1, 2, then there's 3, there's 4, there's 5. So first, Whispering Lost Tree, The Coffee Shop, Psycho Balls Part 1, Psycho Balls Part 2, Psycho Balls Part 3, and then there's Auntie Bees, And then review one. Alright, never mind. We're good. I'm gonna settle back down into my chair. I freaked out there. Anyways, this episode, it would go 1, 2. 3 day wait. 3, 4, 5. 2 day wait. 6, 7. And then there'd be no more episodes for another 2 days. Because if anyone knew our actual back release schedule when we first started season one, and no one really did because no one's listening, it went really, episode one, episode two, episode three, episode four, episode five, we really did an episode a day. We did, like, an episode a day, and it went by really fast, and then we had, like, 4 weeks of break. It was ridiculous. I know we said 2 weeks, and I know we said bonus episodes, but the bonus episodes really didn't work out because of errors and all that. And actually, one of the bonus episodes, by the way, guys, you know how episodes 10 and 11 were, Randomness Next Factory Chat Log, because we're now going to be reviewing Season 1. Randomness Next Factory Chat Log, actually, I screwed up. Episode 10 and 11 should just be one episode, so, we're fixing that, and there's actually one of the bonus episodes as now episode 11. There's that, and now we're just going to talk about general stuff for the last 4 minutes. And my recorder thingy is recording. Thing one, we're going to shout out to some podcasts. First shout out goes to the Lost Cat podcast because they partially inspired episode 1, 2, and 6. I mean, it's a really great podcast about a guy trying to find his cat with crazies along the way. Second shout out, we're shouting out to Alice Isn't Dead in its third season because those people are great. They're amazing. They make a whole bunch of podcasts. They make, I think they're like 8 on their podcast network, their Welcome to Night Vale network. So head over to there to check it out. Third shout out goes to the Bright Sessions, which as of me recording this, June 13th, they have released their final episode. Woohoo! I haven't had time to listen to it because again, I'm like at a beach house and there's no internet there. There's no internet here. Very stressful. Because I'm going to come back in like 3 days and everyone's going to be like, oh, did you catch the new Bright Sessions? I'm like, I didn't. I recorded podcast. I want to catch the vibe, but it's an awesome show that you should really listen to. There are 56 is out right now. There are 56 episodes plus bonuses that you can all binge right now. And that's great. Now for some final wrap-ups in the last 2 minutes. First thing is we are putting merch We're putting merch on a website. Second thing, we're getting a website. Third thing, that will be posted in the Podomatic. Fourth thing. Oh yeah, I should talk about the merch. Fifth thing, we're gonna have a shirt. It's gonna be a really cool, really cool Podnova X shirt. We're designing it right now, and then we're gonna get it on the store. Second thing, we're gonna have buttons, guys! We're gonna have standard Podnova X buttons, we're gonna have Season 1 buttons, we're gonna have Season 2 buttons, we're gonna have a button of, an entity from the pieces, we're gonna have the pieces, we're going to have anything you guys want, just email us at, oh yeah, that brings us to, I believe, the 8th thing. I lose track of things a lot. We have an email, guys! Send us anything you want to talk about, anything you don't want to talk about. Send us anything really at all to podnovax@gmail.com. Oh, and you can order custom buttons there. We're really just kicking everything off the bench in Season 2. We're making them 20 minutes long now, and I'm really excited for this because, hey, who wouldn't be excited for Podnova X? I think that's gonna be our, like, theme song. I don't know. So, shirts, I believe we're gonna have, like, I believe it's gonna have something to do with blood, Podnova X, and then three eyes. And a triangle, of course. We can't have Podnova X without triangles, and eyes, and blood. And then the buttons are gonna be anything. there's going to be an entity, there's just going to be a Pod Nova X, a plain Pod Nova X button, there's going to be a version of the shirt on the buttons, there will be a pieces button, and of course,
this is going to sound really cheap, but write in to podnovax@gmail.com for custom buttons. Again, looks like gotta go do some lame social thing. So, as for now, goodbye, and this has been review number one of Pod Nova X. Making episodes 20 minutes long now, so that's awesome for you guys. See you next time, and remember, well, I don't really have a remember for this episode. That brings us to the remembers. Let's talk about remembering. So, the remembers were a weird thing to leave you hanging. Like, a weird, like, the episode ends right after it to give you time to ponder. Like, there is no time to record these separately. I record them as it happens. Like, for the Psycho Balls, those were actual train whistles that I incorporated into it. Those were actual dog barks. I didn't stage those. I didn't have those pre-planned. I make them up on the fly. And so, guys, remember, when everything's still at night, you can hear your heart beating. Imagine how easy it is
for that to stop.